This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muschietti. I'm sure that every spring I talk about the plant dock, D-O-C-K, or also known as Rumex hymenocephalus. It's the first thing to emerge from the sandy banks along the Ojalote. It's the first green I see in late winter, not even early spring, and way before spring, right? So these large green leaves of this Rumex push up and out of the sandy soil from hard, tuberous roots below. By March, it sends up a flower stalk, and the leaves and the flower stalk are edible. I learned this, but only after you boil them or roast them. Isn't that cool? A common name for this plant, by the way, is a wild rhubarb, and it sort of looks like rhubarb, and it is in the same family, the buckwheat family, Polygonaceae. Anyway, those rusty-colored tuberous roots, they're rich in tannins, and tannins are very good, good for us humans, so the roots are medicinal. Yeah. So this dock, this Rumex hymenocephalus, this early emerging native is edible and medicinal, right? And this native plant that's found all across the Southwest below 6,000 feet in elevation, and I should say Southwest and southward into Mexico. And I should say, don't forget the sandy soils are part of that. And you just know that people, both ancient and modern, used or use this native plant. So listen, in early March, Ms. Muschietti and I headed to a favorite place to poke around in the Dos Cabezas Mountains. I got first drawn there because of finding jojoba growing among oaks and these boulder-strewn slopes and canyons. Yeah, very cool. Every time we go there, we discover some cool plants out in the flats or among the boulders. Wolfberry, wild cucumber, wild cotton, wild tobacco, mesquite, catclaw, acacia, yuccas, agaves, canyon, grape, prickly pears, barrel cactus. Oh, I shouldn't forget Rumex hymenocephalus in the sandy soils. But a very cool thing is there, indicating that Ms. Muschietti and I are a few centuries late getting there. Pieces of pottery litter the ground in a few places. Yeah, so on this early March day, when we were poking around the sandy flats and upslope into the boulders, we were seeing pieces of broken pottery. And Ms. Muschietti wondered out loud if we'd find grinding holes. And moments later, as if on cue, a flat boulder with three grinding holes. A blooming wallflower, bright yellow wallflower, upslope, sends us up higher among those boulders. I photograph the wallflower, and my partner, lover, significant other, wanders off to a huge overhanging boulder, where I hear her exclaim, "Oh my!" And as I work my way over to the, oh my, overhang, I hear 14, 15, 16, oh, there goes a rattlesnake, 17. And I get there, oh my, a grinding hole kitchen under this immense boulder overhang with a great view downslope to the desert below. I mean, what got pounded up or ground up in those holes, those 16, 17, 18 holes? I mean, mesquite beans, acorns, jojoba. Oh, maybe pounded up Rumex seed, right? Quite edible. An abundance of edible wild plants on the slopes and sandy desert below. Oh, my goodness. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muschietti, and this has been Growing Native.